busy week. Another good meet. Had just the one meet, which is good to have. In the middle of the week, Wednesdays, you don't see that all the time. But went over to Hitchcock County the other day in Trenton. Weather was decent and had some great performances on the girls and the guys' side, didn't you?
Yeah, it was really nice to have a fairly warm meet with minimal wind. The boys and girls went out and performed very well. We had quite a few PRs, some school records, and overall, a really great day. Very pleased with how we went out and competed.
Yeah, it's just five teams, but the five teams were there, and McCook bringing some of their kids over really good. Hitchcock County girls and boys got some standouts. Juanita Palisade, teams like that, even though just five teams, pretty competitive, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, I mean, all five teams were fairly even if you look at the final standings there and scores. And, top to bottom, pretty competitive. And I know we tried to load up some kids and do a few more races than we had maybe. And there's pretty short turnaround with only having five teams. And I thought our kids competed well despite that. So.
We talk every week about the change in the leaderboard, your school career records, and you're still kind of doing that on a daily basis, aren't you?
Yeah, been very fortunate to kind of have at least a few of those every meet, and this one was no different. We had Anastasia Gallegos cut a little bit of time in her 300 hurdle school record, so she broke that again. Mitchell Stritt ran his first 400 of the year, ran a really good time, and that puts him number four all time. And then Cole Barnett wanted to go after the 800 school record, and I thought he was going to beat it, but I didn't know he beat it by 4 seconds, so he ran a really good 800 for sure.
I tell you, Mitchell Stritt is a man that's just a young man has really come along week by week by week for you, hasn't he?
He has. He's really developed this year, and he's continued to get stronger and stronger, and he's been running some really good races for us. He's on all three relays, and now he's really pushing for the 400, so he's a great competitor for us.
I know those last two we talked about, part of that 4x8 challenge will be there coming up this coming week with the RPAC meet. I know Cambridge runs 850 the other day, and you feel like your kids can run right around that time given the good day, can't they?
I think we'll be right around that time. We had a little bit of sickness that affected our relays this past meet, and I think if we were full health, we would have been right around for sure under 9, if not close to that 850 mark. So our 4x8 guys have been working hard, and I have no doubt if they run to their full potential, they'll be right around that or under that time. So it should be a very very good race here come RPAC and district.
That should be because it'll be back-to-back weeks facing that same Cambridge type of squad at RPAC and Mickleman, and then Cambridge the next week, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's been a good competition throughout the season, and it's going to be a fun finish for sure to see those two teams compete, and both teams are running really well and really strong.
I know in your field events, going back to your field events, your jumpers, high jump, long jumpers, and the field events, the throws, you've got some kids in the vault even are still coming up and doing pretty well, aren't they?
Yeah, we had some pretty good turnout on our field event side for high jump. Peyton Trexa got back to 410 with a second, and then got to tweak a few things, but she'll be back over 5 foot here, I think, pretty soon. And then Caitlin Adams got 6 for us. And maybe not her best day, but she still performed pretty well for us there and stepped up in a bunch of other events. Long jump-wise, Caitlin Barnett got second for us, and Bryn got fifth, so a couple medals there. And the boys, I believe Trenton got sixth, and Hunter won. So long jump brought in quite a few points for us. Shot and disc also fairly well. Kiana got third in the shot put and second in the discus. And then had some PRs for our other two discus throwers. Atlee Nelms had a pretty significant PR in the discus. And then Avery McConville threw her season best as well.
That's terrific, getting some early points in those field events. Back to the track. I know your girls 4x1 ran their season best and new meet record over at Hitchcock the other day.
Yeah, that was good to see them respond to so a little bit of adversity at a few other meets. So they ran a really good time, pretty smooth handoffs. And good to see him set a meet record. That's going to set him up in a good position here for our pack and districts. And I think they can still cut some time there. So very excited to see where they can go.
Having the Wednesday meet means, I guess, one thing is you had Thursday, Friday to get some work in. You got Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday to get some work in. So plenty of time for this RPAC invite, Coach, is going to be incredible, I think. If the weather holds out, I know it's Benkelman and the wind blows every day over there. But, boy, if it turns out okay with all the other teams bringing their talents on the girls and boys side, that invite's going to be pretty special.
Yeah, I mean, it's It's always one of the more competitive meets I think we have in Nebraska. It's top to bottom, and just the number of teams that are there, it's always super competitive and really high quality. So definitely looking forward to it. We're going to have some struggles this week maybe with weather practice-wise. Hopefully, I know we want rain, but it's going to be a little bit colder with high chances of rain most days this week, although Thursday does look like the one good day. So that's going to hopefully shape up to be a pretty solid day weather-wise and competition-wise.
Yeah, when you look at some of the head-to-head matchups, some of the, first of all, on the girls' side, we talked about the girls 4x1. They ran well. Cambridge ran well. Dundee County, Stratton's ran well. So that three teams right there could be pretty fun to watch.
Yeah, the relays, I guess, probably all three relays are going to be good for both girls and boys. Yeah, 4x1, we're going to have three teams right there. Boys 4x1 is, I think it's also pretty close, the top three there. Boys 4x4 is always really competitive at RPAC, and you have probably the top six or seven that are really, really close to each other. And then the 4x8, should at least the top two, if not top three. So should be some really competitive relays.
I know, and I don't know if you're going to have anybody run the mile at RPAC or not, but boy, I think like five of the top 10 in Class D in the mile alone are going to be at this RPAC meet. That should be a great race to watch.
Yeah, that'll be fun. That's kind of crazy. We got some good distance runners in this in this conference, so should definitely be very, very exciting.
And in the hurdles, Anastasia in the 100 highs and the 300s, her and the Flaming girl have met a couple of times this year. That's going to be pretty fun to watch in both events.
Yeah, they've had a couple really close races. That'll be pretty good. And then the 300s, there's a couple other girls that are right there as well. So, should be some fun hurdles.
You bet. It all starts, I think you put the schedule out about, 10:30 Central time? I'm not mistaken, some of the field events, about 10:30 Central?
Yep. So I think it might be 9:30 for the shot and disc.
Okay. That's right. Well, 9:30 Mountain, 10:30 yep. Central time.
Yep.
I got to go by Central time, Coach. If I go 9:30 Mountain, I'll be there really early. So 10:30 Central, 9:30 Mountain for some of the field events. And then the running events don't start. It's about 1 o'clock Mountain, 2 o'clock Central, I think.
Yeah, I'd have to go back and look at it, but it'd be right around there.
Yeah, I copy that off.
Try not to get too far ahead.
We were talking about it a little bit earlier, what time everything's going to start. But nevertheless, it's going to be a great meet. I know that following week, not to look past the RPAC, but you've got some entries in the best in the Midwest coming up on Sutherland that following Tuesday, don't you?
Yeah, we do. We kind of have to see where things shake out. Things aren't finalized till the morning of. But we're anticipating to have a decent number of kids in the top eight there that will go qualify. We would have a few more, but a couple of our guys that are on all of our relays will be at national land judging, which is an awesome experience for them. So we'll see where we can compete in other places, but we should have a decent number, and we'll know more come next Tuesday.